Yirmiyah Perichav Dalad Pasuk Vav Le'ilanesh Mas Betzalot Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak, wrapping up the extremely short but meaningful vision of Yirmiyah that he sees after Golus Yehoyachin, what that portends for the rest of the people. And we are in the middle of the metaphor of the figs. The good figs were sent away early for their own good. Misamti Eini Alehem Letova. And those good figs that were exiled, those good people, those high quality people, I will set my eyes upon them for good. Babi Shibosim Al Ha'aretz Hazos, and I will return them to this land. We know the Golus Bavel lasted 70 years. Now, I'm sure many of the people exiled didn't live long enough to see it, but in the great span of history, that's a very short Golus indeed, compared to the thousands of years one that we're in the middle of. Uvinisim Velo Eheros, and I will build them, I will not destroy them. Unitatim Velo Etosh, I will plant them and not uproot them. They have undergone their suffering, and they will not suffer anymore. They'll even live long enough, as I mentioned, to survive to come back at the end of the Golus. There is no promise here that there won't be a Golus in the future, the man Lois points out. It's going to happen again, but they're going to be replanted. Rabbi Breuer calls it a new structure of salvation, with the idea from Navi Zechariah that each one tachas te'eno, each one beneath his fig tree. So the metaphor is also a literal reality. But if they had stayed home, they would have been thrown away. They would have been destroyed. Removing them was for their own good, replanting, as it were. Zayin v'nosati lohem lev lo da'asosi. I will give them a heart to know me. Ki ani Hashem, because I am God. V'hayu li la'am, and they will be for me my nation. V'yonuchi eyeh lohem, lohem le'lokim, and I will be a God to them. Ki yashuvu elai b'chol libam, because they are going to do full tshuva. They're going to return to me wholeheartedly. So, often, v'atem tiyu li la'am comes at a time when we hadn't sinned yet. Here, we have sinned, but we've done tshuva. So, anochi eyeh lohem le'lokim is an even better double promise because we've earned our way back into God's good graces. Ches v'chate'enim ha'ra'os asher lo se'achalno me'roa. And as for those poor figs, the low-quality figs which couldn't be eaten because of their terrible qualities, it's interesting that Me'am Lo is translated as mediocrity. Mediocrity is its own low level, its own curse. Kicho amar Hashem. This is what God has to say. Kain etain es tzidkiyoh melech Yehuda v'esara v'eish she'eris Yerushalayim. So, I am going to make Tzidkiyoh king of Yehuda, and his nobles and officers, and all of the remnant of Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim, Hanisharim ba'aretz hazos, who stay here in Eretz Yisrael, were not exiled yet. Vayoshim ba'aretz Mitzrayim, and those who are living in Egypt, even at the moment. So like the bad figs that can't be eaten because they're so bad, so too are all of these people going to be. The second wave of Golos is going to be much worse than the first. And the people who are exiled are going to be in much worse shape than the first. And they have behaved much worse than the first. Tesun isatim Liza'ava lira'up. I am going to make them into an object of horror. L'chol mam l'chos aretz, for all kingdoms of the world. I made the mistake of looking at the New York Times this morning. I don't even read the articles anymore. I just look at the headlines. The one-sided, biased coverage of the poor, innocent victims of Gaza and of Hamas even. All of these poor, benighted people. The quote genocide, unquote, that the Jews are perpetrating. Have we not become in our time a horror for all of the kingdoms of the earth, with all of the world blaming us and going after us? The Malbim says it was decreed that Nebuchadnezzar was going to pursue them. And all of the kingdoms where we are exiled to fear that pursuit. They feel the evil coming upon them and they quake, says the Malbim. So we're a disgrace even in places Nebuchadnezzar can't reach. L'cherpa u'lamashal l'shnina v'leklala. Cherpa, mashal, and shnina are mentioned elsewhere, but when you add the word klala, it's really frightening. We will be a disgrace. Lamashal, an example, a byword, an abject lesson, and of course a curse. B'chol hamakomos asher adichem sham. In all of the places where I disperse them. So the man Lois points out there are six references to evil mentioned in this pasuk: zava, ra'a, cherpa, mashal, shnina, klala. And this is all paralleling the Tochacha and Dvarim that we are going to be. L'mashal v'lishnina, the original phrasing that's used that same way. But again, the word klala doesn't appear there, but here it is. Yod v'shilachti bam es hacherev v'es hara'av v'es hadaver. And I will send against them the sword, the famine, the disease, the pestilence. Ad tumam me'al ho'adama. Until they're eradicated from the land, asher nosati lohem v'la'avo sehem, that I gave to them and to their forefathers. Now, they're not going to be eradicated completely from all of the lands where they end up, but they're going to be eradicated from Eretz Yisrael. And God forbid that this should be coming to pass with the other psukim that we have said that sounds so current events-like. But within Eretz Yisrael, because we didn't heed the prophecies of Yirmiyah, Tzidkiyahu didn't listen. We didn't surrender to Nebuchadnezzar that Yirmiyah had advised. We are bad figs, and terrible things are going to happen to the bad figs. We get wormy and corrupted and rotten until we do not fall off the trees to be eaten and harvested. We fall off the trees to lie there and rot on the ground, abandoned, like Eretz Yisrael is being abandoned. So it's clear to the Navi by this point that the events that have been foretold in this Nebuah are definitely coming to pass. And remember that in the previous couple of prakim, we saw him standing right in front of the palace at a time when it's still standing. So it seems like we are a powerful and independent and strong nation. But the Navi in the past three prakim has seen, as Rabbi Breuer says, these scenes depicting the struggles entailed in his mission. These prakim, Chaf Aleph through Chaf Dalet, formed the background against which the scenes that now follow stand out in even more belief. So unfortunately, the worst is yet to come. And we're going to see that as we continue.